fear and uncertainty plagues Haiti. Facebook is being used to target Christians, and a Christian industrial park in Sierra Leone may point business people to Christ. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Just after the five-month mark of the earthquake that killed 300,000, Haiti is struggling to come back to life. Wesley Armstrong with the EFCA's Touch Global says,
"There is still a lot of fear and a lot of uncertainty."
Armstrong's working on rebuilding in Haiti, but notes that
people aren't wanting to go back into homes that have concrete roofs on them anymore. So simpler structures, lighter structures, single-story structures seem to be, at least with this generation, all they're really going to be interested in living in again.
In response, Touch Global is setting up mostly transitional housing, still just trying to get people off the streets while spreading Christ's love.
Just given the number of people right now who literally just have a tarp and a stick that holds it up, it just doesn't seem like it's the time to invest in permanent housing for a select few when there's still so many people in a lot more urgent need than that.
Short-term teams can be helpful. Our website is more on how you can get involved. Next, following a petition drive and letter from advocacy groups, the U.S. finally has an appointment for the Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom. Open Doors Advocacy Director Lindsay Vesey says President Obama has named Dr. Susan Johnson Cook to the post. Is Vesey pleased?
I'm happy that the appointment has been made. Finally, someone who can run this office, who will be the public spokesperson for religious freedom. We're a little concerned about the appointment in that there's not a whole lot of experience of the candidate, but we're looking forward to working with her.
The position was created in 1998 to monitor global religious persecution, recommend policies, and advise the administration. But Vesey says it's not being used that way.
That office and the position of ambassador are somewhat isolated, and they don't have as much ability to influence and be a part of our foreign policies we'd like to see. So that's one thing that Open Doors is concerned about and will be pushing for.
Vesey hopes this will aid Christians who suffer for sharing their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. Everywhere you go, you find links instructing you to follow us on Facebook. But what if Facebook was used as a weapon by Muslim extremists opposed to your Christian faith? Well, according to Compass Direct News, this is happening in Morocco, as Muslims gather pictures and information from Christian user profiles, show their findings to the government, and then accuse Christians of breaking Morocco's anti-proselytizing law. Pray for Christians to remain undaunted in their faith. Meanwhile, World Hope International wants to jumpstart economies like Sierra Leone's that are crippled by weak infrastructure and corruption. World Hope's Richard Schroeder says they've developed First Step, a way to boost the economy through new exports.
We have established an agreement with the government of Sierra Leone to build what is technically called a special economic zone. But basically, it is an industrial park.
World Hope's strong relationship with Sierra Leone's government makes this zone possible.
World Hope International is a Christian NGO, and Sierra Leone is largely a Muslim country. They recognize our identity, and they're just happy to work with us.
With this in, they'll continue to share Christ's love in this two-faceted arena.
It's kind of a marriage of the hard-nosed business investment and the softer humanitarian programming that NGOs do.
But Sierra Leone is just the start. They hope to expand to other countries in the future. And finally, Boy Scout Coleman Jones needed a leadership service project to move up in rank. After consulting his aunt, he decided to collect donations for orphan outreach orphans in Guatemala. So Jones put together a photo box of the orphans in need. Shampoo, toothbrushes, t-shirts, and socks piled in, filling three large boxes to overflowing. The troop also raised $500, ensuring kids their age receive proper care and hear Christ's love. Organize your own collection drive at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News to find us. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to our Facebook group, YouTube, and Twitter pages can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.